The old saying, practice makes perfect, applies to the moon, too.
This is Innovation Now.
A February launch of Blue Origin's New Shepard reusable suborbital rocket system served as more than just a test for the rocket. On board, NASA sent 17 technologies, instruments, and experiments so they could practice being on the moon without actually going to the moon. NASA's Flight Opportunities Program works with companies like Blue Origin, securing seats on commercial flights to test the readiness of new technologies that will be needed for the moon and other space exploration missions. An extended period of simulated lunar gravity is important for these tests. Payloads included an experiment to understand material flammability on the moon compared to Earth, one that hopes to mitigate the impact of lunar dust, and three instruments that could detect water on the moon or detect phase changes in lunar gravity. As the New Shepard capsule tested its own upgrades, the suborbital flight replicates the gravity of the moon, about one-sixth that of Earth's, for approximately 2 minutes. Just enough time to see how some of these new payloads will behave on the moon. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace, through collaboration with NASA.